did you ever hear any older people or anything call that a gunny sack?
Gunny sack, yes.
Who would it be? Mostly just old
people? Older people, right.
What about toe sack? Ever hear that word?
Yes, now the niggers called it toe sack. And I was trying to remember what they called the cotton sacks. They were long. I believe they call them toe sacks.
Did you ever hear anybody call it a tote?
A tote. Yes, but we didn't refer to it as a tote bag.
Would that have been white or colored people or what? What do you remember?
I don't remember.
Mm-hmm. What about the term jute? Ever heard them called jutes?
No, but I've heard them called jute bags, mm-hmm. Jute referring bag. To the material they were made of. Mm-hmm.
What'd you call the...
Pick sack was what the niggers called their cotton sacks, and they made them, and they would be some of them 10 feet long to drag behind them. And,
what would you call the amount of a, say, wood you carry at one time like this?
A load of stove wood, an arm load of wood.
Do you ever hear it called anything else for the amount from?
No, but now in timber you refer to it as a cord of wood or a. Today it's weighed in pounds.
Do you ever use the term turn of wood?
A turn of wood, yes. Mm-hmm. Bring in a turn of stove wood.
Mm-hmm. Would you use that for? What would you call, say, the amount of corn you could take to the mill at one time?
I guess we call that a bushel of corn taken to the mill.
Mm-hmm. You wouldn't use the term turn for corn?
No, we didn't.
Mm-hmm. And when the light burns out there, you have to put in a new one.
New light bulb. Mm-hmm.
And let's see, when you carry the washing out to hang on the line, you carry it out in a water clothes?
In a clothes basket, you... take a load of clothes out to the clothesline.
Mm-hmm. And so you have a bottle that's half empty, and you want to put something in it so the liquid wouldn't spill out. You put what in?
Put the stopper or the cap on. Mm-hmm.
What stopper is made out of?
Cork.
Mm-hmm. And ask you about a couple of musical instruments. One that people play, that you blow in and out on it.
A harp. Mm-hmm. Some people say harmonica, but we always call it a harp.
Mm, that's a term I learned too. What about the one you
like? A juice harp.
Because
it's juice, I always say juice harp.
Mm-hmm. And the thing you pound nails with
is a hammer.
Mm-hmm. And we mentioned wheel, we're talking about driving horses. So if you had a wagon and two horses, what do you call a long wooden?
The tongue, mm-hmm. The wagon tongue.
Mm-hmm. And what about the, say you hitching your horse up to a buggy, what do you call it, the things that you back the horse between there, two wooden things?
Not the staves,
You're on the right track, yeah, I know.
Shafts.
Mm-hmm.
The mules and horses, work horses, wore collars, and the little, you backed them in by the tongue, and there was a single tree, or a double tree, if it was two, that you put the trace chain, you hooked the trace chains to.
What's the difference between a single tree and a double tree?
Well, in the single tree for just one animal, mm-hmm. The double tree for two.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, the steel outside of a wagon wheel is called
the rim.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And